tacos? Is everything kosher?
Everything's kosher.
Thank God. Goody, goody. Hooray and a hallelujah.
Yeah.
So enough of Frankie Lyman and Rhyming, as if you need reminding. Let's count down these contenders, shall we? Contender number one, Jermaine Jackson. Who woke up in a new Ferrari and he must have pissed off his baby mommy. Yes, Jermaine Jackson went out and bought him a new Ferrari, even though he was behind in child support and $3,000 in the rehab. Well, his check got gone before he can put it in second gear. Contender number two, the New York Giants. The only NFL team that's been playing like they're part of the government shutdown. The 0-6 Giants think NFL means the new furlough league. New York quarterback Eli Manning threw 3 interceptions last night and 15 on the season. Hold on. He just threw another one. If Eli don't bring E-Harmony to New York, the Giants are going to trade his ass. Contender number four is a mofo named Romo. First name Tony. Well, Tony Romo was playing a game of his life Sunday night against Denver. Romo was going toe-to-toe with Peyton Manning, breaking records, making Dallas history. And right at the climax of his game, somebody reminded Romo his name is Romo. He threw an interception and they lost 51-48. Contender number five, actor Craig Robinson.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear about Craig Robinson? He's the black guy with the bush on the TV show, The Office. Well, Craig was in the Bahamas for a comedy show, and apparently, he brought his vacation leftovers to the airport and got caught with a 0.5 gram of marijuana and 18 ecstasy pills. You hear me?
18.
A 0.5 gram of marijuana and 18 ecstasy pills. Now, that ain't no good math right there. Sound like Craig was in the Bahamas getting his Leon Haywood on. And this ain't the first time he got caught with ecstasy. I mean, is it a such thing of medicinal ecstasy, Jay?
No.
You remember he got caught with meth?
Oh, yeah.
He got caught with meth, too. Now, that's a whole nother other drug right there. That meth will make you look like Ray J in June and Morgan Freeman in July. You can mess around if you want to. James Woods, you are the Bama of the week. Did y'all hear actor James Woods on Twitter had a Twitter tantrum calling President Obama an abomination?
Yeah.
He
went on Twitter to tweet. He went on to tweet that he didn't expect to work again, and I hope the hell he don't. And I think Barack Obama needs to turn Obamacare into Obama cuss and tell James Woods to shut the furlough up. or hire Jay to be the new Secretary of Profanity. Oh, Jay will give him a good old cuss.
Oh, yeah.
And then smack him with some liver pudding. Tonight.
Tonight, baby. Love That Girl. Starring Huggy Lowdown as That Girl.
Oh, really? Really, Tom? Tom Joyner, you are the Bama of the Week.
I knew it. I earned that one.